The following takes place between 7 p.m. and 8 p.m.
All right, let's keep it moving. Hour number two unfolding at 7:07 on 700 WLW. It's Arnell Carrier Sports Talk presented by Kelsey Chevrolet. I'm Lance McAllister. Very much appreciate you being here. We'll take it till 9, so we've got ground to cover between now and then. We talked hoops earlier in the show with Travis Steele, the Xavier Musketeers coach. Let's talk UC Bearcat basketball. Today, American Athletic Conference Media Day. Keith Williams named to the first team. Chris Vogt named to the second team. The Bearcats are at back at practice, and we're back to talking hoops, and always enjoy spending a few minutes with our next guest. He's the head coach of the UC Bearcats, John Brannon. Coach, how are you?
I'm great, Lance. How are you this evening?
I'm well. I will, I'll ask you what I asked Travis. In a day and age where there's so much that's not normal, can you find normalcy and some joy when you blow the whistle and roll the balls out and just do something as simple as practice?
Well, I tell you, it's been so long since we've been able to do it that it fits like a glove. I say you get back on and it's something it's what we do. And, you know, you get connected with our guys while you're in this deal. Yeah. And it's, you know, to be on the practice floor and get a chance to work with our guys is really important. And, you know, the sense of urgency is now here, now that the season looks like it's going to be able to get underway. There's so much, you know, questions when we got off the plane and the NCAA tournament was canceled. We flew back into Cincinnati in March and, for our guys to have a little bit of your carrot out there that they know they finally get to play again, I think it's been really exciting for them.
When so much of what you do is geared around structure and planning and certainty, how do you process and deal with anything but those?
You know, that's been the hardest part. And the thing we talk about is, listen, we're this is a worldwide deal. We're a small piece of this, so I always, you know, qualify by saying there's a lot of people going through a lot worse. But from a coach's perspective and a team's perspective, your calendar is your sense of normalcy. Your calendar is what you go by to say, okay, I want to be at this place by this time of year. I want to be this in by this time. I want to make sure our guys are, you know, in the type of shape they need to be in by this date. And that's just been thrown out the window. I mean, we went from in the summer last to having a 2-week schedule to having a week schedule, and we're day to day now. I mean, every time we get to practice is a win. It's a good day when we get a chance to practice.
You put so much time and effort into putting together a really top-notch, killer non-conference schedule and so much planning with formulas and metrics and analytics and all that, and then it all gets blown out of the water. How frustrating was that, and where does non-conference scheduling look at this very moment?
It's been very difficult. You know, I really thought college basketball was going to go in the direction of conference only. And I was supportive of that for a number of reasons. You know, testing protocol for per conference, a number of things. I thought, you know, extending games. We went from 18 to 20, but you know, the powers that be felt like college basketball could have a good window where there was no college football, and our brand can continue to grow in this country and worldwide. And right now, we just went on our schedule finalized. I mean, we don't even know what our first opponent is, just because the MTEs have been so difficult to lock down. Now, we do have a bunch of other games that are scheduled that in time here we'll release.
You have, I believe, 7 new guys to this point. Are you happy with how that plugging them in, melding them into your culture, your system, discovering personalities? Are you happy with how that's going?
Because that's the hardest part. So you don't have much of the summer. If there's ever a year that not to have 7 new guys would be good. But we got 7 new guys in a year where it's just, we're learning them. They're learning each other. I had one of my GAs, I talked to him today before practice. Just said, how's the dorms, you know, the apartments where the guys live? What are they talking about? You know, they're spending time together? Because we can't do much with them off the court because we're all masked on the court.
Yeah.
That level of connection is so important for our team, particularly in the way we do things. It's been a challenge, and you know, we just every day try to get a little bit more familiar with each other.
How important has it been to then have a group that's returning that has a season of your vision and ways under their belt, so to speak?
Well, I think it's really important. You know, those guys lead every drill. Those guys are the first to show everything. You know, I liken it to our football team. I mean, how much fun are they to watch, right? So when we watch them Saturday night, and you know, Luke and I talked about it, you know, they've got a lot of guys coming back, a lot of continuity with staff. And, you know, if you're a veteran team, it's going to show up. And, you know, hopefully we'll get to that point. But I do think having a veteran squad going into a season like this is probably as paramount as ever.
How excited are you about the potential for the next step in the games of guys like Zach Harvey, Jeremiah Davenport?
Well, I'm excited about, you know, where guys can take their games. I think guys are getting stronger. I know they've gotten mentally stronger. Their bodies are looking good, even though they didn't have a chance. You know, I joked around with somebody one day. I said, guys, you know, everybody should come back as the greatest ball handler in the country, because for 5 months you weren't allowed to go outside, so you should have been, like, dribbling around your house or in your garage. You know, I'm waiting for Chris Vogt to, like, bring the ball up and get us in our offense this year. But it's just one of those things where, you know, guys, you know, we're restricted on how much better they could get in the summer, so we really fought for that here in the fall, Lance. That would be a lot of individual instruction.
They always say the point guard is an extension of the coach. You've got a new one in David DeJulius, who transfers from Michigan. What can he give you?
Well, he's a tremendous leader, toughness, you know, one of the hardest workers I've ever coached. He's a basketball guy, a dream to coach. We were talking in a staff meeting today. You know, all our teams, you know, we've had four straight championships. All the teams that we've had that have been successful have always been led by really, really good point guards. And, you know, we need to make sure that happens again this year.
Last but not least, and I know this is something close to your heart, you're passionate about. I know recently the announcement's been made. You're going to pledge to fund a minority internship program. You're doing that with the backing of Cincinnati Bell. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I appreciate you giving me the time for that. So, you know, Cincinnati Bell's been awesome. They're partnering with myself and my wife, Lisa, to bring an opportunity for a minority hire in our athletic department. And it's an internship. And we're going to do it for 4 years. So we'll have a different person each year. And, you know, if you look across the country, in coaching staffs, you see diversity. But across the country in administrations, you don't see as much diversity. And, you know, we want to make sure that we can impact the lives of young people. And I think, you know, give different viewpoints and make sure you have an inclusive environment in your athletic department. And for our guys, I think it's good to see. You know, Coach Cal has been a big proponent of it. He's kind of brought it to my table when we spoke. And I couldn't be more excited to be a part of it.
Hey, great catching up with you. Love talking hoops. Stay well, and look forward to talking to you again soon.
Be good, Lance. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Coach. John Brannon checking in tonight. Talk a little Bearcats basketball. Not a bad first hour and 15 or so. Hoops on a couple of different fronts with Travis Steele and John Brannon. If you missed those interviews, parts of those interviews, they will always be available through the podcast page. If you go to 700WLW.com, also through the iHeartRadio app. I have my own page. If you just type in my name, it'll pull up all the shows. Every show we do, each interview, winds up in podcast form, and that is presented by my friends at Richter & Phillips. We love Richter & Phillips, and they've got a deal for you. If you go to richterphillips.com/Lance, they've got a 50% off deal for you on your next purchase. Thanks to Richter & Phillips for presenting the podcast. When we continue, I was asked a question last night about UC football by a friend of mine, and it caused me to pause and think about it before I answered, and then my next thought was to jot it down because I thought it'd be a question worthy of asking you. I will present it as we continue. It's R&L Carrier Sports Talk, presented by Kelsey Chevrolet, 700 WLW.